FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it is July 10th, 2017. If you've ever had a business, thought about starting a business, or worked for others, you know that the most difficult part of your job is people. And by people, we mean hiring and often firing. Always looking for the right person for the right job who's going to benefit the company most. And of course, somebody who can hopefully grow into the job if that's what you're looking for. And companies spend billions of dollars every year, HR, all that, trying to accomplish these tasks. So when we find somebody who can actually make it easier and make it less painful, then that's something you need to know about. Nathan Hirsch with us now. You're a 28-year-old serial entrepreneur. You're an expert in hiring remote workers, e-commerce business, and young, but in 2009, you started your first company out of your dorm room, which is pretty cool. So welcome to the show, Nathan. We're grateful to have you.
Hey, Kerry, thanks so much. I appreciate being here.
So, you know, hiring is like the hardest thing in the world, right? One bad employee can do so much damage, and one good employee is literally a godsend.
Yeah, I mean, I've made some incredible hires, people who have made me look really good and helped expand both my companies. And I've made some bad hires as well. And you're right, it makes you want to rip the wall out. And I mean, I've had every possible hiring experience, from people quitting on the first day to people not saying they had the skill, or not having the skills that they said they had, to doing unprofessional things, to bringing down morale, and kind of all those experiences really wanted me to or made me want to create a better way to hire.
Right. And obviously, if you've been in business for any amount of time, the situations you're describing are commonplace. They happen with alarming frequency. And yes, a good hire should make the company look good, but also that person should have a path or an opportunity to do more for the company as well. You don't want to just leave somebody in a spot that benefits the company, but really is dead end for you, the job holder. So obviously you realize these problems. How'd this company come into being?
Yeah. So I started my first company when I was in college, like you mentioned. I got mad that the bookstore was ripping me off. I was broke. I wanted some extra beer money. So I started buying and selling textbooks. And that led me to Amazon, because you don't sell books for very long without selling textbooks or without selling on Amazon. So from selling on Amazon, I became addicted to it. It was a lot of fun. Before I knew it, I was running a multi-million dollar Amazon business out of my college dorm room, selling baby products, home goods, and really anything that I could find that would sell. And I quickly realized that I couldn't do everything myself. I was going to college at the time. I had a girlfriend. I had a lot of stuff going on, and not to mention there's just so many orders and customer emails that I had to hire. It wasn't a choice. So I started hiring people. I got lucky that one of my first hires was my business partner for the past 8 years, Connor Gillivan. He's incredible. And I also made some bad hires along the way. And so when I graduated and opened up an office and started hiring full-time people, I got frustrated with how much time I was spending on HR. And I remember being in the room one day after 6 hours of interviews and going through applications and just throwing something at a wall and being like, hey, there has to be a better way. And we were hiring a lot of remote workers too. So I had the idea for FreeUp, where it was a marketplace that, instead of being like the other marketplaces where anyone can sign up and create a profile, we actually pre-vet them. So we get hundreds of applicants every week. We have a great interview process that I created myself based on the 8 years of hiring, based on me being a client. And we take the top 1%, we add them to our network, and we make them available to our clients first come, first serve.
So you find these people, how do you screen them? How do you make sure they're good?
Sure. So we're looking for three things. We're looking for skills, attitude, and communication. So the skill wise, that's where you want people with a track record. We're not a marketplace for new workers and people new into freelancing. We want people that have worked for big companies before, that have a track record of success, that have references, that have actual proven skill set. For the attitude, we want people with a positive attitude that can really blend into a company culture, that put the clients first, that aren't just in it for a paycheck. And on the other side of it, communication is so important. It's a piece that everyone forgets. I don't care how skilled you are. I don't care what kind of attitude you have. If you can't communicate at an incredibly high level with me and my clients, then you're never going to get along. It's never going to work out. So those are really the three things that we're looking for.
Right. And so you want somebody with experience and you want to be able to verify that experience, correct?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I started off FreeUp at geared towards Amazon because that was my expertise, right? So I had this great pool of Amazon workers, contractors that I had been using over the years. I put them into the pool of the network and gave them out to clients. And so we started with that. And it was very easy for me to vet Amazon workers because I know Amazon very well. And then all of a sudden, these clients, they needed bookkeepers, they needed graphic designers, they needed all this stuff. So we quickly had to figure out a way to get experts into the system that could help us vet these workers and come up with questions and test questions that we can give people. And the way that you vet a graphic designer is going to be different than the way you vet a developer. So it's really about coming up with a good structured process to test the skill set and then having standards for communication and attitude.
Right. And so I assume now the workers that you find for people aren't just for Amazon, are they?
No, I mean, we do everything from digital marketing to customer service to content writing, you name it. There really isn't much that we don't do.
And are these people primarily U.S. based or are they all over the world?
We're about 40% U.S., 40% Philippines, and 20% scattered around the world.
Yeah. And so they're like virtual type employees. How do you make sure that they actually do the job and that you're paying them for what they're doing and not getting taken, if you will?
Yeah, so it's a good question. It's definitely something that I've had experience with where someone says they're working when they're not. I mean, we developed software 2 years ago and we're constantly updating it where workers have to punch in, punch out, and it monitors their time. They have to leave notes. We're adding screen capture, stuff like that. At the same time, what we found is it's so hard to get into our network. We literally get hundreds of applicants every day. And just like clients like being clients of ours because they don't have to interview people all day. They don't have to go through applications. Our workers love it because they don't need to apply to all these jobs over and over again. We bring clients to them. So once they're in our network, they don't want to do everything possible to make sure the clients are happy, that there's no issues. We have strict marketplace rules. And if they break those rules, they're subject to being kicked out of the network. So they care more about making the clients happy and providing for their families than about stealing an hour here and there.
Right. And so your workers, is this all they do remote work or do they have other pursuits? How do you evaluate them?
Yeah, and I misspoke. They're not really my workers. They're workers in the FreeUp marketplace. They're all contractors. I mean, they probably post jobs on Upwork. Some of them have clients outside FreeUp, which is fine. They're really their own businesses trying to get different clients. So we're bringing clients to them. Some of them work full-time hours with FreeUp with a variety of different clients. Other ones, they might have a full-time job and do this on the side. Other ones might be full-time contractors, but only part-time with FreeUp.
Right. And then, so you've got many, many of these people. How do they find you exactly?
Yeah, so we're all over social media. We do these podcasts. We network with a lot of influencers who have different bases of people that they're constantly pushing FreeUp to because we make them look really good and we take care of them and the workers they provide and the clients they provide. We also have a great referral program both on the client side and the worker side. So on the client side, any clients that come through you get 50 cents for every hour we bill to them forever. Worker side is 25 cents for every hour they work forever. And we're on pace to pay out over $150,000 this year in referral money. So those two programs have been a big hit. So once people get into the network, either on the client side or the worker side, and they see how good it is and how quick and efficient and how it saves you all those hassles, they're quick to refer other people. So who doesn't like referrals? It's almost the best way to find talented people.
Right. How much do you pay them on average? How much do these people get for different types of jobs?
Yeah. So they set their own rates. They're contractors. So they're between $5 and $50 an hour, depending on their skill set.
Mm-hmm. And what's the most skilled employee that you place?
Yeah, I mean, the top-notch people are digital marketers, top-notch Amazon experts. We have like content writers and PR people that are at that $40 to $50 an hour range. Those are probably the upper level. But I mean, there's also graphic designers that are in that range. It kind of depends. I mean, we don't set the market. We don't set the prices. That kind of is determined by itself. Obviously, very few companies pay $50 an hour for a customer service worker, but it's kind of what the market dictates.
Yeah. And so you've got a lot of clients, obviously, who are really interested in this. How many people have they known to hire, like an Amazon store?
Yeah, I would say the average company that does between $2 to $10 million a year probably has 5 to 20 workers working, whether some of them are part-time or temporary. That's usually the range, but we work with some much bigger companies as well.
Right. And so if I want to hire, say, a virtual assistant, I don't know, would I be advised to get one from the Philippines, or where do you find the most successful workers coming from?
Yeah, so it really depends on what you're looking for. Are you looking for that lower level worker, mid level worker, expert level worker? I mean, I have plenty of non-US workers that I would put up against any US worker. The other side of it is the time versus cost. So have you ever hired a US worker or non-US worker before? I have plenty of clients who have and have not. If you haven't, are you willing to spend the time to learn the culture differences and put up with it, or do you just want to skip that and get to the US? So, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer to it. It really depends on the client and what they're looking for.
Right. So it's all about the client, what your needs are. And if you determine their needs, and then the hunt begins.
Exactly. And plenty of people, they hire a mixture of both. I know I do. I mean, there's certain things that a great US, for example, Facebook ad person comes along and I use a US person for Facebook ads. I have assistants that monitor my Skype close to 24 hours a day when I'm in meetings and on phone calls. And I use Filipino workers for that because it's cost efficient. So it kind of depends on what it is. And a lot of the best clients, the clients that really figure out how to hire effectively and know what they're doing, do use a combination of both.
Right. I see. So evaluating your needs really is probably the most important thing to do before you start looking for anybody to hire. And how do you help people evaluate their needs?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things we do is tell people, like, you need to imagine what your perfect worker looks like. If you can't fill out a worker request inside your account and tell us exactly what you want, I promise you, we're not going to give you what you want because we can't read your mind. So a lot of people, they don't know exactly what they want, whether it's the schedule, the skill set, the price point. So really figuring out all the keys of your company, your budget, whether it's a flexible schedule or a set schedule, coming up with all those things up front and knowing exactly what you want is key before you do any kind of job posting, recruitment, worker requests, using Upwork or FreeUp or anything like that. You really have to determine what your needs are.
Right. So how long does it usually take somebody to find a company to find a remote worker?
With us, it's fast. So we're not a recruitment company. It's not like you come to us, you tell us what you need, and we go find it. We have these people in our network ready to go. So we fill most requests within hours or even minutes, depending on the time of the day. Obviously, if you fill something out at 8 o'clock at night, we'll fill it first thing the next day. So, I mean, we're all about efficiency. We really preach valuing the client's time in every possible way. And we try to work as fast as possible while also maintaining high quality.
Yeah, quality is key, right?
Exactly. I mean, the last thing we want is client kickback. I mean, you can fire our workers anytime. There's no long-term commitment. So it's in our best interest to get you workers you actually like working with that help your business grow or free up your time and you use them long-term or come back for more.
Right. So, and I guess there's no shortage of these workers around the world in this job market, in this economy.
I mean, working from home is the new thing. I mean, people love doing it. That ability of freedom that you only get from being your own boss. And that's really what remote contractors are. I mean, they're buying their own laptops, their own supplies, their own expenses. They're working for multiple different clients. Sometimes they build a team underneath them to help assist with different tasks that they don't specialize in. So it's really a growing market where more and more people are getting into it, especially people that want to leave those service jobs, working in restaurants and retail, and get into something that's more fun that they can be more passionate about.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I always say when you go into business, you will quickly discover that you spend the largest amount of time doing the things that you like the least, and therefore probably that you're least proficient at.
Exactly. And that's one thing that I tell people to do or tell clients to do before they start hiring is go through your company and identify where the weaknesses are. And that should be what you're hiring first. I mean, if you can turn those weaknesses into a strength in your company, you're going to have way more success than if you just hire lower level people and you continue hiring people like you that don't bring something else to the table.
Right. So where do you think most people go wrong, though, when they're looking to hire? What's the biggest problem in the hiring process?
Yeah. So either they hire someone that is exactly like them that doesn't bring anything else to the table, or they don't diversify. They hire one person to do everything and they invest a lot of time and money and training into them only to see them walk out the door a year or two later. Then they have to start all over. Whereas if you hire different people for different tasks, yes, turnover sucks and we have a no turnover guarantee. We'll cover all retraining and replacement costs, but there's nothing we can do to make it less frustrating. I mean, it's still going to be frustrating in some way. So if you diversify and someone leaves that's just handling your Facebook ads or just handling your blog content, it's much faster to replace them than if they're doing every part of your company.
Right, right. I see. So it's like a compartmentalization that you're really helping people develop for your company.
Exactly.
Right. And then what about the point of a career growth or anything like that? Do these people, are they looking for it? Or how does that work?
I mean, they're contractors. They're really running their own business. So they really determine their own career growth. Usually their rates go up over time with experience. But it also depends on what they bring to the table. If they're constantly bringing the same thing to the table and the market rate is staying the same for that, then the prices aren't going to go up. If they start adding new skill sets to their team, or they start developing more, getting more experience, or having better results, they usually are able to move that price point up. So a lot of that is on them more than the person who's actually hiring them.
I see. Interesting. So if you want to find out more about what you're doing and maybe look to get into the virtual employee market, what's the best way to do this?
Yeah, go to freeup.com with three E's. They're my schedule. My Calendly is right at the top. You can book a meeting with me. I'd love to talk to you about your business. You can use the affiliate link in the show notes to get $1 off your first worker forever. It's free to sign up. There's no monthly fee. You can keep us in your back pocket for when you really need something fast, or try us out right away. So we're pretty easy to get contact all over the internet.
All right. Hey, well, we will have a link in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. If you got any questions or comments for Nathan or myself, just send me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. I mean, I've used virtual workers in the past to great success. I still use a couple now. And Nathan, wish you the best of luck. Thanks so much for coming on. And it seems like you really caught a trend at its very beginning, and it's only going to go up from here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I hope so.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.